Hi guys, welcome back to the Seriously Not Serious podcast. We're welcome if you're new. I'm Gabby, and today, unfortunately, I'm all alone. Julia's really, really sick, so she wasn't feeling well enough to record today. So I'm by myself, and I decided to bring a topic that I started to really, really learn about this year. Like, I always had like affinity with this topic, but because of my work and my university, and also just like my personal interests and like the people that the content that I tend to consume, I started to be way more mindful about this topic, and I wanted to just bring it up with you guys, which is our need to stop running away from our feelings and our emotions. And I'm gonna bring you guys some knowledge and also some tips on dealing with your emotions instead of running away from them. Just some good talk. I'm channeling my inner psychologist, but also I'm here totally like both as a psychology student, so don't take me as an authority, but also just as like a person who has always dealt with like anxiety and just unpleasant feelings. And I feel like since I've gone to therapy my whole life, I've learned a lot of tools that can help us. And yeah, I just wanted to bring that here. But before we get into that, we do have our segments. So I'm just gonna talk to you guys about my week real quick. I'm officially on vacation, which is literally the best thing ever. Also, if you guys can hear a dog barking, I'm so sorry. Anyways, I'm on vacation. I was so exhausted that after my last test, I couldn't even like believe it. Like, it didn't actually feel real. But yeah, I'm on vacation. I'm officially done. That makes me super happy. Everything went out smoothly. My last test was on Thursday, and then my grandparents from my hometown, they came to town because we did like an anticipated Christmas with the family, because we're all gonna be traveling in the actual Christmas day, like to different places. So we anticipated it. They were here. So I spent a lot of time with the fam this weekend. On Friday, we went out for pizza, and it was so yummy and so great. Kind of like a way to celebrate my vacation as well. Like, I was feeling great. On Saturday, On Friday, me and my mom, we went to this like vacuum class. You know, the vacuum, like the breathing thing. It's not vacuum, the name of it, but I don't know the actual name of it in English, so I can't really tell you guys. But we went to this class on our gym, and it was so great. And then, yeah, I loved it. And then on Saturday, I went to this yoga class there, and it was also amazing. Kind of like a reflection from that. You know, the pose, like, not the pose, but like when you get upside down, like, yeah, like the inverted pose. I always thought it was cool, but like I was always scared to do that. But then like the teacher, he was like helping people out, and I said like, oh, I don't want any help, like. And he was like, are you afraid? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, nope, not happening, I'm gonna help you. And then he made me do it, like, with his help. Of course, I wasn't, like, just standing by myself upside down. He was, like, holding my legs. But it felt so good, and it was way easier. Like, I thought that once I got upside down, like, things would feel, like, super heavy. Like, I would have to carry my weight in my arms, and I would feel, I don't know, maybe dizzy or anything like that. But it was actually like a great feeling. I actually really liked it. And after the class, he was talking to me, and he was like, did you see like how we always think that like something's gonna be like super hard, and like we get scared to do it, and we like put it out, and after we do it, we were like, what? It was really just that, like, are you kidding me? I always thought it was so much more, and it was only that. So here's a lesson for you guys. Just try it out and don't be scared, because a lot of times it's way, way, way less scary than we predicted. Anyways, I went on a huge tangent, like a huge one, but yeah. So on Saturday, I went to this. Saturday was the actual like anticipated Christmas dinner, but before I got there, I went to this party, like this college party with Giovanna, her boyfriend. We ended up like seeing a few of our friends from high school, and it was fun. It's officially not my type of event, but the company was great, so I enjoyed it either way. But yeah, so I went to this party, and then after that, I went straight to the Christmas dinner. I got there later on. Everybody was there, but it was great. A lot of food, a lot of people, and it was just a fun time. I was totally exhausted, and then on Sunday, I actually had to work, like, in person, so my boss asked me to go to her clinic to help her record some classes, and I got there at 9 a.m. and left at like 1:30 p.m. So we were there for a while, but it was fun, and I love my boss, so we always like have like this close relationship, and it was great. And then after that, I went straight to a family lunch, which was also great and amazing. Like my grandma's cooking is just beyond perfection. She's the best. So a lot of good food this weekend. So yeah, that was Sunday. And then today I got back to routine. Like, I went to the gym, had like my slow morning. My grandparents came over for lunch, and I also had like this huge like meeting, and it was also great. And yeah, that was pretty much my week. And this next week's gonna be even more full and exciting. Lots of like out of the routine events, cause vacation, of course. So yeah. And also Julie's coming back. She'll be getting here on, oh my God, wait. She'll be getting here on Friday, if I'm not mistaken, so we'll actually be together. Hopefully she's all better, and we'll be able to just meet up with the girls, and yeah, I'm super excited. But we'll be back to talk about that next week. Okay, quickly talking about my gratitude, I'm just gonna say my family. I'm grateful for my grandparents. I was so glad that they could come and spend some time with us so we could celebrate. And yeah, okay, so now let's get into the episode. I'm actually really excited about this one. You guys know that I hate when I record alone because I always think my episodes suck. So hopefully you guys enjoy this one. I actually planned it out a little bit. Like, I wrote down things that I didn't want to miss out on. So yeah, I think this is going to be better. So let's just dive into it, talking a little bit about like our feelings and our emotions. First of all, I need to make like a differentiation, which is not going to make a difference in the way I speak, but it's kind of like, it's good for you to know. There's actually like a difference between your emotions and your feelings. Your emotions are actually like a physiological thing, so they manifest in your body, and our feelings are kind of like the interpretation of those emotions, but they literally like exist side by side and together. So whenever I say feeling or emotions, I'm talking about like the same thing, you know? It's all like the entire element. Okay, so the first thing that we need to talk about is emotions. Your emotions, they're always, always trying to tell you something, and sometimes we're not gonna be able to identify it, at least like consciously, but they are always trying to tell you something. So maybe like you're about to like take this new job, but you're not really like feeling it, or like deep down you're scared. And maybe like that feeling of like being afraid, it could be telling you that this is something out of your comfort zone and that this is new, and that maybe you're gonna need some reassurance and you're gonna need to like slow into it and just get used to it, and that's something that you'll have to adapt. Maybe it's actually telling you, like, if you're feeling something like bad, like deep down in your gut, it's actually like telling you that this is not the right thing for you and that you should be going on another path. And it like it always signals you something, like even if it's just like telling you that like you're feeling nervous, you know, but it's always trying to tell you something. There's always a reason behind your feelings, and we need to start to think about that and maybe interpret them more. Also, and this is so important, there is no wrong or right emotion. We tend to like judge people or like invalidate people when they're feeling certain things, when they tell us they're like feeling something. If you're feeling afraid of something, like if a person's feeling afraid of something and like they come to us, maybe we're gonna say like, don't be afraid of that, like you're afraid of that, like that's so simple, whatever. Like if someone's sad, like don't cry, that's no reason for you to cry, like you don't need to cry about that. Like we always tend to like in a way invalidate certain emotions, and also we think that certain things aren't supposed to be felt, so we feel guilty about our emotions, and that's insane. Like this shouldn't happen. Also, there is no bad emotion. You know, like you can say that like feeling angry is a bad emotion in the sense of like it's negative, you shouldn't be feeling it, like, you know, because you're feeling angry for a reason and it's trying to tell you something. So there isn't a bad emotion. There are unpleasant and pleasant emotions. This is what we need to kind of like reconstruct. It's definitely something that you need to listen to a lot until you internalize this change, because we always say like, oh, this is a bad emotion, like this is bad, because it's unpleasant and we don't necessarily like to feel it, but it's not bad and it's not something that should be frowned upon. So this is what we need to reconstruct. And yeah, I just needed to do like this big disclaimer on emotions, because it's gonna make sense later on. Okay, so when we talk about emotions, a lot of people, especially like the unpleasant emotions, we tend to run away from our feelings. We avoid as much as we can to talk about something, to actually sit with our feelings. Like whenever we, for example, start to feel anxious, we instantly run away because we don't want to feel it. We hurry out of them. We don't allow ourselves to actually understand what's going on. But what I've learned, and definitely like you've heard someone say this, the more you try to run away, the more like they come back stronger and the more like you're tormented by them. So maybe like we try to ignore it, like, oh, like I'm starting to feel anxious and I try to ignore it and like I distract myself, or I just like bottle my feelings up and pretend they're not there. But deep down, the only thing that's like consuming us is that feeling. Deep down, we have like this bad sensation, this bad feeling in our guts, and it's all we can think about, or we're not 100% present because we have that thing tormenting us. So we can't really run away from our feelings, even though as much as we try, they're always going to come back. Always, they're always going to come back. And a lot of times stronger, because you allow things to pile up. You allowed your intrusive thoughts to pile up, your negative thoughts, your catastrophizing thoughts, and like they grow stronger if you don't do something about it. So eventually things just fall over the place and it's way harder to breathe, way harder to deal with it because it grew out of proportion. And like, sure, like you don't want to feel these things. So like, why stay in them? You know, like, of course you try to run away from them. But like, if you stop to think about it, does it really make you better? No, because it's always going to be behind everything and it's always going to be running your thoughts. And like, if you think about your life, you're always going to come back to that specific aspect that's just like swallowing you, literally. And sometimes we try to like run away from it or like compensate it by doing something else. Like, I'm gonna, I don't know, work myself out at the gym, or I'm gonna shop, or I'm gonna drink, or I'm gonna go out every night. We adopt kind of like this compulsion to repeat, which is literally like a concept in like psychoanalysis, but yeah, we kind of like look for relief on other things. And we do that because they bring us like an immediate like gratification, an immediate relief. They kind of like solve the problem, or they allow us to like run away from things and kind of like shield ourselves, even if for a short amount of time. But that's kind of like that's the important aspect of it. It's for a short amount of time. And whether we do them, and no matter how many times we do them, we do it every day, even if they bring us a sense of relief afterwards, when like the high ends, the feeling comes back, and lots of times it comes back worse. And that's the thing. If we don't do something about it, it's only gonna keep on going, you know. We're extending it to an infinite amount of time. You can only truly make an emotion or a feeling go away by passing through it. I know, like, I've said this 100 times here on the podcast, but that's the truth. Like, you can only move on from it in a way if you actually, like, allow yourself to pass through it. And sure, like, it's not easy at all, because you have to face discomfort, you have to face truths, you have to face pain, you have to face, like, a past that's like bringing you a bad feeling. You have to face it. It's kind of like therapy. Like, in order for you to like actually improve and get better and maybe find tools, you're gonna be faced with like the most vulnerable parts of yourself. And of course, that's incredibly hard. It's beyond uncomfortable. And that's what we want to run away from, because it's not safe. It's not, it doesn't have the sense of security that maybe eating or buying something or drinking or going out has, because you're not actually facing the problem. So if you let yourself sit with the emotion, the feeling for a while, first of all, you'll understand yourself better. So you'll know that you're feeling that specific thing, and maybe you'll understand, where is it coming from? What triggered it? You understand possible patterns, like, oh, okay, I tend to like get anxious because of that, or this really triggers me. You'll be able to identify triggers, you'll be able to identify things that you need to improve, like maybe weaknesses that you actually need to strengthen, and you'll learn more about yourself, like, oh, I tend to do that. I tend to get attached. I tend to expect this and that from that person. I tend to rely on this thing to make me feel better. I tend to run away from things. I need to improve my communication skills. You know, you definitely understand more of like where you need to get better and what are also your strengths and where they come from, and that just gives you so much clarity to deal with things later on. If you know that you have like this pattern of thought, for example, I put too much pressure on myself, I demand too much from myself, and I'm always afraid I'm gonna disappoint people. And this is like a belief that like is super strong and it's hard to like break it. So this becomes a pattern in everything you do. Like everything you do, you have to do it perfectly because otherwise you'll be a disappointment. Okay, so say this is your situation. If you actually like get conscious of this train of thought and this belief that you have, the next time that something like this or like this negative and disproportionate thought comes up, you're gonna think, okay, but I tend to believe that, and I've seen so many times that I actually can be super successful and that I'm not a failure. Or like, just by knowing, like, I know I tend to catastrophize things, it helps you have more control over that and how you let it affect you. So that's one of the main things. If you sit with your emotions for a while, you understand what they're trying to tell you. Is it fear? Is it missing someone? Is it feeling shame? What thoughts and what feelings are connected to your emotion? This is so important. But most of all, if you start to do that and all of the things that I already said, if you sit with them, it'll allow you and it'll give you the opportunity to learn the best tool to go through them and to go through your emotions, to go through your feelings without letting them swallow you, which I believe is one of like the biggest fears, right? This is why we avoid them, because we don't want to actually have to dive into them and be with them at all times. And that tool is self-regulation. Self-regulation is literally the ability to control and to be more conscious of your thoughts, your behavior, your emotions, in order to like sustain and maybe to follow and keep on like a long-term goal, and just like to be more balanced in your social interactions, fit in and adapt with more ease. It pretty much involves the ability of emotional regulation and like controlling your impulses. So it's pretty much like pausing between the feeling and the action, you know, and actually like sitting with it and understanding it before you actually do something about it. And that's one of the hardest parts, right? Usually like we feel and we need to do something about it straight away, and like we need action instantly. We've stopped actually thinking about things and understanding it. So acknowledge the emotion when it comes up. Try to place it on your body. Like, am I actually feeling it? Is my heart beating quicker? Am I feeling something in my gut? Am I sweating? You know? Try to name it. Actually, like, I'm anxious. I'm sad. I'm angry. I'm ashamed. Then you accept it. So don't judge yourself or put yourself down because you're feeling that. Because again, there are no negative emotions, they're just unpleasant. So accept it, because if you deny it, it's gonna take way longer for you to actually move through it. So just accept it. Okay, yeah, I'm feeling anxious, and that's okay. And then you start to deal with it in a functional way. This is particular to each person, and we have to literally, like, you have to explore how it works for you, but we have like functional ways of dealing with emotions, of course. And then I set aside a few things you can do and like how you can start to develop like this practice of self-regulation and emotional regulation. So let's get into them. First of them, we have focused breathing and gratitude. Both of these, which pretty much we can, let's like summarize it into mindfulness. They allow you to like leave the situation, kind of like look it from a distance, because you're taking more time to actually think, to be present. You're not like following your instant impulses, you know. You're like taking the time to breathe, to be present, to analyze the situation. And by doing that, you're not as blinded by whatever it is that's going on in the spur of the moment. So it allows you to leave the situation and look at it from a different perspective, a different lens, just by taking some time to be grateful and to breathe and to stop, you know? Kind of like following up on that, be more mindful of your emotions. So again, going back to what I said, of kind of like the steps for self-regulation, accepting it and naming it and trying to place it, just be more mindful, being able to identify what you're actually feeling. Lots of times we tend to name something as, for example, anger, and actually if you end up analyzing it, it's actually sadness mixed with fear maybe. So try to practice like identifying your emotions and being mindful of them. Like when something comes up, acknowledge it. Another thing you can do, and that really, really helps with the process of self-regulation, is something that they call cognitive reevaluation, but pretty much it is just like thinking of something differently, you know? So maybe your situationship, let's say, isn't really texting you back, and you start to think like, okay, he hates me, I'm awful, I'm the worst, like nobody loves me, something like that. But instead of thinking that, you change it. Like maybe those first thoughts are gonna come because it's a pattern, maybe it's a belief that you have, but it's literally like the practice of, okay, let me think of it on another perspective. Maybe he's just busy, you know? So this is like the cognitive reevaluation, is like reinterpreting a situation, pretty much. Also, remind yourself that you're more than your feelings. So your feelings aren't supposed to control you. You always have an option when you're dealing with a situation. You always have control over your behavior and how you're gonna act from that situation and what it's gonna like reverberate. So you're not your feelings, you're more than your feelings, and you have control and you have an option. So think about that. Try to be more mindful. And lastly, and this is one that's important, especially if it's something that you're not really used to doing, like the practice of self-regulation, is therapy. Therapy is going to help you identify those patterns and those beliefs and maybe dysfunctional thoughts and patterns and insecurities and things that you tend to do, kind of like the lens that you look at the world. Maybe that lens isn't actually realistic, and it's going to help you identify it, go through it, and deal with it, and reconstruct it in a way that's actually more functional, and that's more realistic, and that's going to help you and help line things up for you. Okay, I think like this is what I wanted to say. I talked a lot, so hopefully you're still here with me. I hope I wasn't too like teachery. I feel like this is something that we run away so much that we don't talk about it enough, you know? So yeah, I'm just taking advantage of this time that I have to talk a little bit about this topic. I hope you guys loved this episode. Thank you so much for listening to it. Please make sure to rate and review the podcast wherever you listen to it. It really helps us grow and reach more people just like you. Also follow us on our socials at seriouslynotserious.podcast on Instagram and at seriouslynotseriouspod on TikTok. We're always posting the updates of new episodes and also just lots of motivational quotes and content. So keep up with us, and we'll be back next week with a brand new episode. Bye!